Hold on to. First John chapter 1, verse 7. Salvation is a must to study. It's a must to study. A Christian, you should spend like half of your Christian pursuit on understanding salvation. Don't change the priority. Are you there? So our salvation part 29. And very soon we'll make everything available. Once it's 30, do our best to make everything available. At thefireassembly.org, try and make up once you have not learned. And I will do my best from 1 to 40 will be more of single messages like this. Then let me say, after then, we now have to start taking some concepts one after the other, predestination, election, foreknowledge, reconciliation, plenty stuff, atonement. Now start to look at it word by word, and that's how we are going to progress. Amen? So when we are now done studying everyone on salvation, we'll now come back again to part one. Amen? Now come back again to say what we have said until you grow. Amen? Yeah, 1 John 1 verse 7. I'm just trying to say there's no end to studying salvation. Okay, let's read together. Want to go? Yes? If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And what? The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Verse 8, yes? If you say we have no sin, right? We deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Isn't that clear? So if we say we have no sin, that means if we say we have no sin. So we are not saying we have no sin. We are saying we are forgiven. We are saying somebody took our sins away. Amen? So the man that is saying I have no sin is the man that is trying, doing his best to deny what Jesus has done. Are you with me? So if verse 8 is saying, if we say we have no sins, verse 9, read the part, want to go, yes. But if we confess our sins, stop. So if you interpolate verse 9 and verse 8, how else can you phrase verse 9? If we say we have sin, right? Are you with me? But say, if we say we have no sin, then the truth is not in us. But now you say if we confess our sin, that is positive, right? So to confess our sin is to say we have sin. That means we have something that Jesus can deal with. Amen? To say you have no sin is you are saying, Jesus, you are jobless over my life. I don't need you. Get away. Praise God. You are denying Jesus of his duty. So verse 9, let's read again. If we confess our sins, he is what? He's faithful and just. So forgive us our sin is our interlace. So to forgive our sins or to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen, amen. Praise God. Now verse 10, so I can understand clearly. Want to go? If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So clearly no Christian falls into this chapter. No man that has believed the gospel, because you are a believer because you have believed. You are a believer because you have actually acknowledged that duty of the Savior. Matthew 1:21, John 1:29, you have acknowledged that he is the Lamb of God that took away your sin. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from what? From their sin. That's Matthew 1:21. Are you with me? So now this is what I'm saying. This is the question. I said the writer. But verse 9, now we want to look at what God does. Verse 9 is saying, if we want to confess our sin, what will God do? He will forgive us our sin, right? So if we confess, he will forgive us our sin, of course. So the writer discusses forgiveness of sin as what God does in response to our confession of Christ. You're able to get there. God will confess you. You can't be confessing your sin. You confess his lordship, okay? Because Romans 10, verse 10, 9, 10, say, if we shall believe in your heart and confess to your mouth the Lord Jesus, not your sin, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be what? You shall be saved. For the heart, man believes unto righteousness, for with mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Acts chapter 16, verse 30. What shall we do that we might be saved? Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that shall be saved, and your family. So it can never be confess your sin and be saved. Are you with me? But verse 9 says, if we confess our sin, now look at the result. He said, God is faithful and just. That means there is something that God does after you what? Oh, you are more on the A part. Now I'm really talking about that B part. So what should God do? According to 1 John 1, what should God do? To forgive us, right? So if I confess Jesus today, what should God do immediately? I should forgive. So if I have not confessed Jesus, what will God not do? He should not what? Forgive. So that is why we say, let's look at a bit more closely. Actually, no, I've said it before in this church, but let's look at it again. So when I confess Christ, John said, pay attention, John said, or John looks like John said, that God's response will be to forgive the sinner his sin when he confesses Christ. You know why I use the word Christ? Just based on my previous explanation. Now, 2 Corinthians 5:18. So look at what Paul said there and see the contracts. Glory to God. Second Corinthians 5:18. Are you there, brethren? Okay, let's read together. One, two, go. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the what? Ministry of what? Reconciliation. 19 now. One, two, go. Hold on. What he is about to explain is that ministry of reconciliation. So this is the explanation of the ministry of reconciliation that you had in verse 18. Verse 19 now. Again. To which that what? God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not what? Imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the what? The word. So in fact, do you know the joker of evangelism is actually the fact that he's saying God is not counting your sins against you. So John is saying it is when you believe that God will what? Forgive you. But Paul is saying, no, when you go to preach, tell people that what? God is not counting your sins against you. Not believe and God will not count. Look at verse 19 again, if you don't get what I'm saying. So looks like John is saying, it's when somebody believes he goes through that God will stop counting the sins against him, right? That's when God will forgive, right? But Paul is saying, even as you are preaching to the sinner, tell the world that God is no longer, I'm saying something else now. God is not what? Counting your sins against you at all. So that is even why you should be a Christian. So it looks like it's a bit contradictory, right? Are you with me? Okay. So because the issue is, if God is not counting the sin of the sinner against him, so why believe in the gospel? Why should you believe? Why? That means, are we not universalists, Abby? That means free ticket. The world, God is not counting your sins against you. Read verse 20. Now then, we are what? Ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's name. Be ye what? Be ye what? Be ye what? So, something is done, something is yet to be done. What is done? What is yet to be done? From what you have read, don't sacrifice. Where do you see sacrifice? Are you carrying sacrifice in the morning? Where do you see sacrifice? So, what is done here and what is yet to be done? Yes? God is not imputing sin. Is that not done or yet to be done? Done. So, what is yet to be done? Reconciliation. Right? So, now let's look at our reconciliation. That is the Greek word katalage. I always explained that to you. But I didn't kata K A T A W L A E. Sorry, W-L-A-G-E. K A T A W L A G E. It means an exchange. It means restoration into favor. I just love that. Like come into my favor. I think I should have explained to you in this place the meaning of restoration by favor and restoration into favor. Amen. We are going to Lagos from here, and you want to go by road, and you went to Takumas Transit, and plenty of people are pulling your ass. Yeah, Bookie, come and enter my own car. Come and enter. Plenty of people are, yeah, they are being, don't worry, I'm able to carry your load. But immediately you enter the car and you pay. If they like, they can put fish on your head. If they like, they can load you under, put you on the hot engine. Oh, God, what is now? Shut up! How much you pay, sir? Eh? How much you pay? That is restoration by favor. Not into favor. What will into favor mean? You are just, as you just step out of your house, your neighbor just came out, say, just what you're carrying it back, say, yo, well, are you going somewhere, IJ? Yes, yes, I'm going somewhere. Where are you? Where are you going? I'm going to Lagos, actually. Yeah, I'm actually going to Lagos, though. But I'm actually going in my private jet. And your heart, you could not even ask that, can I join you? So suddenly, you just busy. Join me now. You just say, join me now. So he carried his car, and you have told him your mom already. Mommy, expect me by 10:30 in the night. And suddenly, by 9 o'clock, you're in your house at K2. Amen? Praise God. That is restoration into what? Into favor. Not by favor. Praise God. So, that is what is yet to be done for the sinner. He needs to come into favor. To tell you that what you have is more than forgiveness of sin. You are in favor. Sad for Christians that cry, weep, lament, crying for favor of God. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her. Yeah, the set time. When is the set time? The resurrection morning. Hallelujah. Now the set time of God. Say I'm not in favor. I'm going back to 1 John. But Paul now gave us a better clue. So if you want to use the word like forgiveness of sin, go back to Acts 26:14. Then Paul wrote this, and he said this, then documented by Luke. And when we are falling asleep, this is Paul reiterating the events on when he was on the road to Damascus, and God appeared to him. And when we were all falling to the earth, Acts 26:14, come on, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou wast persecuted. Verse 16, but rise and stand upon thy feet, and for I have what? Appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of those things which thou art seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee. Verse 18, everybody want to go? To open their eyes. And to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith that is in him. Amen. I forgive you your sins is different from I receive forgiveness of sin. Woo, glory to God. I know if you can see that in that place. It's different. There is something called I receive forgiveness of sin. See that as a terminology. So, to receive forgiveness of sin is not the same as for God to forgive you sin. The man that has not believed the gospel does not have his sins imputed to him, but he has not received the forgiveness of sin. That means that thing that God is not doing to him, that sin that God is not imputing to him, he didn't receive it as a possession. He has not received that favor that God is throwing to him. You get what I'm saying? No, it's like ladies. You know, you can be eating a guy's ice cream every day, eating his lunch every day, taking his free ride, you're alive already. He's carrying you every morning, free ride, everything. Yes, you refuse to say yes to his request. Are you with me? Such, what are you doing? You are receiving forgiveness, Abi. I mean, you are receiving the daily forgiveness, but you have not, you are not what? You are not into favor. Amen. Praise God. Not a perfect analogy anyway. Because you are eating everything. Hebrews 10:14. So I can tell you that phrase called receiving forgiveness of sin is the same thing as to receive the Holy Ghost. To receive the Spirit of God. That phrase, that they may receive the forgiveness of sin, is same as that they may receive the Holy Ghost. Hebrews 10, verse 14. Anywhere time catch up with me, I'll just stop. Hebrews 10, 14. For by one offering, what has he done? You are quoting for me, you are not opening from your Bible. Open your Bible. Hebrews 10, 14. Want to go? For by one offering, he had perfected forever them that are sanctified. 15. Whereof the words? Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after he has said before that this is the covenant I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their mind will I write them. 17. And their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. 18. Where remission of this is, there is no more what? Offering for sin. So the Holy Ghost is the witness of forgiveness of sin. Just like God is, yes, I know God is not forgiving your sins against you, but have you received the witness? Have you received the guarantee, the proof, the seal? Hey, Ephesians 1 from 12. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 from verse 12. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. 13, in whom you also trusted, after that you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you have believed, you were sealed. Say sealed. With that Holy Spirit of promise. 14, which who is the earnest of our what? Inheritance until, say until. The redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Hallelujah. So, 1 John 1:9 can be re-rendered as, hold on, we can re-render it as if we confess his lordship, or if we acknowledge what Jesus has done to our sin, he is faithful and just to give us the Holy Ghost he promised. I take that again. 1 John 1:9, we can re-render it. We can explain it to people. We can explain it this way, interpret it this way, that if we confess his lordship, / if we acknowledge what Jesus has done to our sin. You can't confess your sin to be born again. You cannot even remember them all. Amen. So, and if it's about confessing your sin, that means the sin you sin after becoming saved, you have to keep confessing those ones to retain the salvation. But if you confess one Savior, that Savior knows how to deal with sin. And he dealt with sin yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? Why is our forgiveness forever? Somebody dealt with sin yesterday, past, present, future. Are you with me? Always related to what the Savior did. Not about what I did. Not like, He is the one that dealt with sin, past, present, and future. Amen, 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 amen. Are you with me, brethren? So, also, if we confess his lordship, or if we acknowledge what Jesus has done to our sins, he is faithful and just to give us the Holy Ghost he promised. So, that is what God does when a man confesses his lordship. When a man believes the gospel, at that instant, God is faithful. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whether you preach to him on WhatsApp, whether you preach to him, oh, I said I will read something to you today. My sister that is in Dubai sent something to me. I was like, what? So this is how old style these countries are to the gospel. We've got to pray, and Nigeria must not get to that extent until we invade everywhere with the gospel of Christ. Amen. Praise God. So whether it's on WhatsApp, whether it's on chat, whether it's on Facebook, once a man agrees in his heart that Christ died for my sins, he is buried and he rose again the third day for my justification, God is faithful. Say God is faithful. Say God is faithful. Say our labor, okay, Jesus speak. Say our labor in evangelism is never in vain. God is faithful. God is faithful. Glory! He's faithful. 1 John 2:12. He's faithful. First John 2:12. That cage that placed around it, we will break it down. Ah, in the name of Jesus. It will take prayer, it will take preaching. We will break it down. That wall they are trying to build to cage the gospel away. Say, no, in this country, you're not permitted to share your faith. No. You're not permitted to share tracts. No. You can't speak at all. You can't gather. We will break it away. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's a cause for seriousness. Huh? It cannot come by, I have 60% of my passion is in my business. 40 is on the gospel. It won't come. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is that a full-time minister? Is that a full-time minister? Say, don't worry, you can see me making money. Say, you can see me making money. You can see me doing business. But I'm a full-time minister. Hallelujah! And that's the point. It's not about, you can know physics like Pastor Ezekiel. It's not the physics. I'm yet a full-time minister. I'm yet fully ready. Hallelujah! You know, Paul said to open the eyes. To turn them from darkness to light. Say from the power of sin to God that they may receive the forgiveness of sin. We are talking about this. Some people are still talking jargon, something like that. Talking prosperity, talking about this, that they may receive forgiveness of sin. And inheritance among them that are sanctified. Say, wherefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly call. Ah, say I was not disobedient. Say I'm not planning to be disobedient. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So 1 John 2:12. I write unto you, little children. Why? Because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Everything, so rephrase that one for me. With what I just finished rephrasing. Can you rephrase this for me too? Yes? Yes? Because you have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Say, I have the Holy Ghost. Say, right now, I'm beyond forgiven. I am in the destination of God. Hallelujah. Say, I have received forgiveness of sin. Say, whatsoever is called forgiveness of sin. Say, whatsoever is called forgiveness of sin. I have received. And that's the Holy Ghost. 1 John 3:24. 1 John 3:24. I love this. 1 John 3:24. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abides in us by the Spirit which he has given unto us. Amen. Amen. That's the same John telling you that. That's 1 John 3:24. So this is how we know he dwells in us by his Spirit which he has given unto us. Acts 5:31. That's they may receive, and thanks to Pastor Segu for that awesome song, forgiveness of sin. That they may receive. That they may receive. Hala tekolasta. That they may receive. Just pray over this today. That they may receive forgiveness of sin. That they may receive forgiveness of sin. That they may receive forgiveness of sin. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Simply, after this message, you just listen to us in some prayers of intercession that they may receive forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. Come on, I said Acts 5:31. Him as God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and savior for to give repentance to Israel. And what? Forgiveness of sin. To give it. So, now, read that. 32, want to go? And we are his what? Witnesses of these things. And so also is the
Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. Do you see that? So it's the same thing. For a man to receive the forgiveness of sin is to receive the Holy Ghost. Awesome. No wonder that when a man believes this report, the power of God is made available. That's the reason. Because right from salvation, a man is licensed to unveil power. Isaiah 53 verse 1. Oh, glory to God. Say we move by the power of the gospel. Oh, Isaiah 53 verse 1. Look at this again. Say the nations are sheep for us. Say we keep our eyes on the ball. Ooh. Isaiah 53 verse 1. Can you read this together? Let's read that one to go. Yes. Who has believed our report? What happens to the man that believed the report? To whom is the arm, the power of God revealed? Tautology, Hebrew poetry, semantic parallelism, right? When you believe the report, is that said, who has believed the report and to whom is the power of God revealed? It's the same man. When we believe this report, power is released. There is power in believing the report of God. There is power. Say there is power. For instance, let me ask you this question. If you check Hebrews 11, verse 29, He said, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do while drowned. Whose faith then? Moses' faith. Because not all the children of Israel that had faith. How did Moses got such power to pass the Red Sea? He believed the report of God. Where did Moses get such power? I just want to use that one as like maybe that's one of the extreme miracles we saw in the Bible, parting the Red Sea. He said he believed the report and he meditated on the report that he has believed. Please write that down. Moses believed the report that God told him in the burning bush and he meditated so much on the report he believed to the intent. Can you see that there was nothing else that Moses did to start all those miracles? Two things. Number one, before Exodus 3, you will not see Moses do anything, right? Huh? From age 0 to age, it was when he was 40, he ran away to Midian, right? Then, is he 80, right? He came back at age 80, right? Are you with me, brethren? Come on. Do you know from age 0 to age 80, you saw no miraculous that? But the only thing we saw is he killed somebody. Walk of the flesh. But from age 80, what changed his life? The report. He believed the report. That's all. It was even later that he fasted and prayed. It was when, guess what? He only fasted and prayed to know God. That was on Sinai. That's why he now said he made his ways known to what? Moses. His acts to the children of Israel. And he knew the way of life. That's why serpents were biting them. He made a brazen serpent, put it up. Look at it. And he didn't explain it to them. Because Jesus later came in John 3 to say, don't mind Moses. As Moses lifted up serpent to the wilderness, that was Moses telling you that I am coming to bear your sin on the cross. Are you with me? So he actually knew more than he spoke. So that's what I'm saying. He fasted to know God, not to do miracles. He did long prayer to know God. He stayed 40 days and night to know God. That was on Sinai. That was later. That was after all the paparazzi. But every act of power he did was just by agreeing with the report of God. Say there is power in agreeing with God's report. See, if you can simply meditate on this, this simple thing I'm saying, it can become so much to you. Ooh. There's power. Because Hebrews 11:29 says, by faith they passed through the Red Sea. Hebrews 11:1 says, that their faith is the substance of things hoped for. the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders, including Moses, obtained a good report, not us. So they believed in the reports to come. How much more we that we are believing in the reports that has come. Woo! Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. They believe in the gospel as a promise. We believe in the gospel as fulfillment. Acts 13. Come on, come on, come on. Don't get dull on me right now. Acts 13. Where's the head and tail of this Bible? Hallelujah. Acts chapter 13, verse 32. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which God made unto the fathers, what happened, 33? God has fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that he raised up Jesus from the dead, as is written in 2 Samuel. That, my son, this day have I begotten thee. So, they believed in, their own faith is like verse 2, the promise that God made unto the fathers. Our own faith is in what? 33. God fulfilled. Thus, that's why they sing Hosanna, right? Hosanna means, oh Lord, come and save. Hosanna, come and save. When there is a crying to the man that can save, to come and save them. Come and save. We don't cry Hosanna. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thought we don't sing Hosanna here. I learned that from Pastor Jalai, me too. Say we sing, instead of singing, Hosanna in the highest. Now our king is, Abby, let our king, can you see? Now he's going to say, let our king be what? Lifted high, Hosanna. Now you are saying, Jesus, please die well and get to the right hand of God. But we sing hallelujah in the higher cause. Now our king is lifted up. Sing hallelujah. Come on, shout glory. That should give you joy, eh? That should give you joy. Say, I'm living in fulfillment. Say, I'm living in days of fulfillment. Say, I unveil power. I have unveiled power. Say, in salvation, I have access to power. So meditate on salvation. There's so much in it. I think that was the first message I preached in the first assembly when I was talking about walking. Is it walking in the spiritual? What is that message again? Because Ezekiel, don't concern you. I didn't use the word concern you. Yeah? Don't kill me. Yeah? I use like maybe walking something like that. And what I simply say, I say to walk in the spiritual is just to trust God. That was our first message. Say it's just to trust God. Imagine, even Moses, he was doubting initially. He said, go, I have sent thee. Why? He explained. And when he believed the report, hallelujah. 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 So, now you know what is special about Joshua and Caleb. They believed the report. No, they were called men of faith. That's all. And we saw the deeds. Of course, they channeled their own power towards more destruction and the rest, but no, we've got good things to do. We've got good things. I say, how God anointed Jesus, he went about doing good. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, give me 10 minutes. Let's wrap this up. So, you have uncovered power in the gospel of Christ. The power of God is now at your disposal. It's not you that will say that I'm doing what I don't want to do. No, that's not you. It's not you. We are not saying there is power in Christianity. In fact, you do what you want to do. It's not what I don't want to do. You are so much. That phrase, the phrase of you know, there is a phrase in your writer. You should lack back with Nigbala. Who can interpret that for me? So help me now. God, he said the devil is powerful, but he has no salvation. What is the meaning of that? How do you call devil powerful beside power? You understand? You don't call devil powerful beside power. You carry the power of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Christianity is not a religion of weaklings. Eh? No, we are not people struggling for everything, struggling to be healthy, struggling to avoid sin, struggling, worst case scenario, struggling to make heaven. No, 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 no. This is we fellowship with power. We are not a bunch of failures, and it's not a life of failures and retrogression. No, it's a reign of champions. We are sons of God. We are sons of God. We reign on earth. Say we reign on earth. Say we reign on earth. Not when we get to heaven, we reign on earth. So don't forget, we are not just people on the battlefront fighting for victory. No. We have it already. We have it already. We have it already. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray. I think let us pray with this mindset tonight. Just pray. I'll put these nations in our mind. We put the godless in their mind, and we unveil the power of God. We make ourselves zealous for the assignment we have received. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Manastoka Tekatina Zafaste Komate Rostagavata Makan Palamante Gimpistos Makela Kostoga Vala Tegimbile Razapaste Gepila. Come and take it. Mala Kashonda Mastege Vite. We just put these nations in our mind. The gospel penetrates in the name of Jesus. Allah must take it. We are beings of power. We express power in our preaching and our teaching. We express power in the name of Jesus. In our original, we express power. Come on, Kalito Mas to go vate party ke pale get dilos to get pitos.
Mandos kobololobo shala baba reti titobos kiveredish.
To open your eyes from darkness unto light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance amongst them that are sanctified by faith. To open your eyes,
to open their eyes
from darkness unto light,
from the power of Satan. Forgiveness of sins and inheritance amongst them that are sanctified by faith.
We show love to men by preaching the gospel.
Darkness
oh,
to
we
light.
Show love to man. He's our confession.
We show love to man.
We are back on this duty.
By preaching the gospel.
This is how we show love.
Bringing man from darkness to light. We show love to man. Preaching.
is our confession. This is our responsibility. We're reminded again of this fact. Because we are fully persuaded about the gospel, we know that it needs his power unto salvation and into the fullness of God. So we run with these. We run with these. We run with these. This reminds us again about our targets. 30 souls, 25 souls per month.